Welcome back to the new and improved Quintessential Podcast with your host, Stuart!
Hello, welcome back guys, it's been a long time, it's been a month and a bit, it's been a very busy month and a bit for me. We're going to get into that in a second, but I hope you're all doing well. Hope life's treating you better. At least the weather's getting better. yeah, guys, so today's, for me, is a new style. It's been a great month and a half for me, personally. We have a new shop online called rockandrollcollectibles.com. I'll definitely check that out. It's been an awesome journey, and the revolution's beginning for me, and yeah, it's been awesome. So the last week's been very busy. The last 2 or 3 weeks, actually. Late nights and early mornings, but it's been fun. Getting some great figures for this website, and I've had so many great responses. So hopefully that keeps up. This is what I was saying before in my old podcasts, that you put your mind to stuff and you work hard and it can be done. So, you know, it's really helping me mentally. It's making me busy and it's opening my world up to a lot more stuff. And I'm proud of myself, which is the first time in probably ever that I'm proud of myself. And I'm achieving something that is helping other people, which is awesome. We do a lot more for Mental Health Foundation in my Instagram page. We do raffles, but a percentage of that money goes to charity, which I'm proud. Again, I'm proud of that. You know, we're helping other people. I never dislike to help myself. I think it's nice to help other people out in the world. So there's a lot more coming in the future, which is just amazing. What a great start to 2021, even though there's a lot of crap going around with the virus still and whatnot. So dreams do come true. That's a cliche saying, but they do. And you work hard at it and, you know, process stuff more and just keep at it. That's all I can say, really, is just if you have a thought, keep with it and push and push and push, and it will come through in the end. And lucky enough for me, it has, and hopefully it will carry on, because I really enjoy doing this. I really enjoy speaking to the customer side and the interaction with everyone. And also my Instagram page is growing to a good speed, and I really enjoy still doing my Instagram. I'm not putting as much collecting stuff up at the moment, but a lot more for charities and raffles and whatnot. Still put a few bits up if you want to check that out. It's Rock and Roll Collectibles on Instagram. A little plug. That's all I ever do, is plug myself. But yeah, it's been awesome. Check out the website when you can. Let me know what you think. It's just exciting. It's exciting times, and hopefully it carries on. I hope you're all doing well, like I said, and life's treating you good, because mentally you need to keep strong through these times. And we at Rock and Roll Collectibles are always here to support you guys. If you want to message me on Instagram or the Facebook pages, or just message me and we can chat. Like I said, nobody's ever left behind in this life. I'll always want to try and help someone. So what's next? Hopefully, I don't know. Life is what you make it. If you can fulfill something that you've been thinking of fulfilling, and I'm trying to get there now and it's happening. What's the next step for Rock and Roll Collectibles? Only time will tell. Hopefully it's a big step, and it's not just little steps, because it's just been awesome. I can't say enough times. This is a good year for figures. If you're collecting figures, yeah, wrestling and horror and AEW and WWE, there's some massive figures coming out, so keep your eyes out for them. Again, meeting some great people. Like this year, I've met some great people. I've met a great guy who helps me, and I help them. And it's just incredible. So life's a journey, not a destination. Just keep traveling through life at your own speed. You don't have to rush. You don't have to be like everyone wants you to be. Do what you want to do in life. Don't conform to the system. Follow the rules, that's all I say. Follow the rules, but just don't conform. You don't have to listen. Just keep safe in these times, you know. But yeah, guys, hopefully you'll see a lot more of me and I'll see a lot more of you. And what a journey. Let's start this journey together. Like I said, this journey's not about me. It's about us as a community. And we've got some great giveaways on Rock and Roll Collectibles Instagram and on the Facebook. So if you want to join Rock and Roll Collectibles on Facebook, join them. Some good giveaways for figures and stuff if you enjoy figures. And on Instagram, we've got 1,000 follower giveaway coming up soon. Hopefully we hit that mark in a couple of weeks or months, and then we'll go from there. But it's a great giveaway. Get involved. Doesn't hurt to say to like a page or to support, and that's what I've tried to do as I've built my page. I've tried to support other pages to help them grow, because to me, my page is nothing. It's just something I just started from boredom, and it's turned into my life now. But for other people, they've been doing it for years, and I'm trying to support, because some people's collections are incredible. And I wish I started this a long time ago, because I've always loved collecting. But the time was right, and the time was for me last year. Well, I started collecting little bits here and there, but last year was my main goal, is to collect what I wanted to collect, and I've done that. And there's little bits I've got coming still. But yeah, guys, check Instagram out. You know, follow people. You got Hasbro Daft, who's an amazing guy, and he has a great Hasbro collection. You got WWF Hasbro Perfect, who's a great guy, a really good guy. He's doing a lot of charity as well now, and that's what I love to support. You got Big Heel, Wrestling Figure Enthusiast, Big Mint Wrestling. There's so many great pages out there. So keep your eyes out. Retro Shed is another great guy. Another inspiration, who just helps people and supports people, and that's just incredible for me. There's loads of others. Some people I can't say their names because I'm just a bit mental, but yeah, I can't. Just check Instagram out, guys. Go through my page, look through the people I follow and who follow me, and just look through their stuff, because it's incredible. Like I said, what a journey, and hopefully it continues. Always push yourself to the next level now. Like, as I got older, I was probably lazy. I probably really was lazy in the beginning. Like, I just couldn't be bothered to do stuff. But as the years have gone on, I've reached my 30s, and I want something different in life, and this is my kind of niche now. I'm enjoying doing it. So I know young's being good. It's lovely feeling being young. You go out and go to gigs and concerts and get drunk every night. But as you get older, I still get drunk. But as you get older, stuff kind of overlaps that, and you get more grumpy. No, you get older and you just want to do stuff for yourself. And now I'm trying to do stuff for myself, become my own boss. You know, in a way, I'm trying to become my own person and make the decisions that I want to make, and not let a job that I've worked in for 14 years make my decisions. Because what's the point? You know, we're just another spur on a wheel. If we left a job that's a retail job or a job that has many staff, we're not really missed, to the point where if it's your own job, you can control that. You treat people right and they'll treat you right. And that's what I've learned in the last year or two, that you're not really a part of a team. You're just part of an organization. And that's, I want to be a team player and have a great relationship with the team I'm with, not just a part of a shop or a part of a team of an organization that doesn't get treated right. You know, for me, everyone should be treated evenly. And the job I'm in, different managements have different uniforms, and I'm not a fan of that. I prefer everyone have the same uniform or just wear their clothes, because you don't really see a football team wear different uniforms, apart from the goalkeeper, but you just don't see that. For me, a team's a team. You wear the same colours, you bleed the same blood, you sweat the same sweat. So just remember that, guys. In life, be who you want to be, but be a good person, because it does work out. Karma's a funny thing, and it does work out in the end.
Yeah, so that was my ramble for the last 10 minutes. I hope you're all well. Take care, and I will be back soon. There's a lot more to come. Hopefully a lot more guests will come on this year. And the world. Take care, and I'll see you.